Oklahoma Employment Security Commission Executive Director Robin Roberson resigned Friday, citing health reasons. She was diagnosed with breast cancer shortly after being picked for the job this year. Her resignation came hours after OESC tasked the State Office of Management and Enterprise Services with speeding up unemployment claim processing and weeding out fraud. The agency will consolidate its IT division and business practices into OMES. Secretary of Digital Transformation and Administration David Ostro says OESC is still responsible for making sure claims are processed and paid. Someone else will just be doing the work.
This is a relationship between the agency that's no different from a relationship with a third-party vendor. And so if the relationship's not working, the agency has the ability to change it at any time and terminate the relationship.
Speaking before her resignation, Roberson says OESC will still be very involved because federal pandemic assistance is particularly complex.
We have to follow very strict guidance and rules, and sometimes we even get daily guidance.
Commission member Trent Smith says OESC needs a lot of help with pandemic unemployment assistance claims, and he's certain OMES Director Stephen Harp can provide it.
We heard from Director Harp at OMES that by the end of next Friday, 50% of the PUA claims would be processed. The week after that, the other 50% would be processed. This is straight from Director Harp's mouth to my ears. And if he can do that, we need to let him do it.
There have been widespread reports of problems with Oklahoma's unemployment system, including claims not being processed. OESC says around 440,000 Oklahomans have filed for unemployment during the COVID-19 pandemic. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.